Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
I'm having a mom conversation with other teenage moms right now. I did not just see my kids.
I'm about to cry. Can you leave me? I'm having a nervous breakdown at the hockey game. Help me out here.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
I have to tell you something.
Tell me something good.
I've never been so sick of talking about kids in my life.
Oh my God. Catherine.
I've never been so sick of it. I was like, is there anything else to talk about other than...
We should try one day.
To not talk about them. Oh, I would love that. I am sick of hearing about them. I'm sick of thinking about them. I am so sick of it. I'm like, I could... You all need to...
A woman said to me last night at hockey, she said...
I'm sick of that too.
She said... Sorry. I just... My life is...
Terrible.
Such a shit show with these kids. And I go, I said to her, I feel exactly the same. I don't know what it is. I go, maybe we need March break. Because, you know, Americans just had spring break. And she goes, oh, you think that'd be better having them around? I actually do.
I think we need to go on vacation.
No, we do.
We need to travel.
Oh, we definitely do.
We need to go away.
We definitely do. But I was like, there's something about right now, because she was saying about all these hectic things. And I was like, I totally feel the same as you. I don't know what it is. Maybe the Americans have it right having that break. And honestly, having my kids around, if they weren't scheduled and we were just hanging around, I could do a week with them with like none of their sports, none of their school, and just sort of be. I think I could do that for a week right now.
In your house?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I love when your kids are around, you know, and I love when there's just kids around, when it's just idle time, when we're just sitting chatting. Nobody's pressuring anybody to pick each other up or talk about anything. We're just being together. Mm-hmm. I like that feeling.
That's my backyard.
Yeah, I like that. I like that feeling a lot. And I feel like we haven't had it for so long because over the holidays, I feel like because I went away and everyone was sick and we did so much scheduling.
Yeah.
There wasn't that time to just be idle. And there's like our schedules, the kids are just so crazy. Anyways, I said, I there's something about right now that just doesn't feel quite right.
Is it a moon?
Well, then I was thinking, I'm sure it's one of those fucking moons. And I was like, do dads feel this way right now? Or is it moms? The woman I was talking to does have four children and they are all over the place like mine. So maybe there's something to that. But I was like, maybe we need a break. Yeah, we definitely need a break. But like, I feel like we all just need a. I'm done with this school year.
You have so long to go.
I really feel like I talked to a little girl and she goes, show me how many days are left of the school year. And I'm like, I'm kind of with you. I find the school year really hectic.
Oh. Like you're ready for it to be over, but it's still long.
I'm counting with her. I'm counting down the days.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, okay, we got March break, and then there's only a couple of days between March break and Easter. Okay, when is Easter over? It's May. That's my birthday. We're on tour. And that'll be great. June, I'm ready for some summer. I'm just ready for some summer, some idle time in the backyard doing nothing.
Idle. That's what we're all looking for, idle time, unless you have a teenager.
I love hanging around your teenager when she stares at us.
I don't mind that, but then it's time to giddy up, baby. Giddy up. We have a lot. I've had a lot of idle time with them.
I know.
We've had a lot of idle time. I'm ready for some fucking crazy shit.
And then I'm ready for them to just all sort of being like taking care of themselves. Like, guys, as a parent, I had a big success moment in my brain yesterday. My kid called me and he goes, I'm already on the second bus home from school and I'm soaking wet.
That's Natalie's dream.
It's like, you don't know what that means to me.
She's like, you're my favorite now because you had to walk in the rain like me.
Because I see girls, boys, walking to
little kids.
From school. I don't even know what grade those kids are in. I saw these kids go to a girls' school around us. Swear to God, they look younger than Chloe walking home from school.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
Yeah.
Just soaking wet. Because I have a daughter that thinks that if it's raining, that she either needs to take an Uber or needs a pickup. And if the bus is taking too long to get to her stop, that she needs a ride or an Uber. And she thinks that she should leave school early when she looks at the bus schedule. If there's going to be a bus right outside at this time, she doesn't want to wait 25 minutes for the next one. All of these things were not an option for us. And we were always soaking wet and freezing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found out that he was soaking wet, I didn't check his socks and shoes. He probably put those fucking soaking wet shit back on today. I was like, this is city living, kid. This is what we did.
This is called growing up. You get soaking wet and carry on with your day.
And you don't call your parents and say, oh my God, it's raining. Like, it's raining.
I feel you. I feel, but it's raining. I can't do that, but it's raining. I don't care if it's raining. Raining builds character.
Yes, and snow and freezing and frostbite, all of these things. And so I'm like, okay, good. Him being soaking wet once and seeing that he can survive it. So that one's done. I think the next one, next year, that
I one, like that it's only one rain.
No, because once you do it once.
You're fine. You can never call me again.
And if you never, and if I had said to him, next time, let me know.
Yeah, no,
that would have ruined everything.
I have a
mom that is going to school with one of my kids next year. And she's like, well, I'm available. I want to drive a couple times a week. And I go, don't you offer my kid a ride. Because if you offer my kid a ride once, he's going to ask every day, are we getting a ride from her?
I'm like, right, don't.
Do not include him in the ride.
Do you know what the bigger thing is for me? And it's not even the ride, the thing. It's the minutia of having to, even if that person gets a ride with someone else, or even for me, it's the coordination of where are you? What time am I picking you up at? Where? How come you're not here? I'm like, it is so interesting to me that's the capacity in my brain of just even thinking about, oh, we have to communicate. So even though it's the same thing every single day, here's the thing, and this is actually a full mom truth that we need to do. If it is 3:30, not even 3:31, 3:30.5, mm-hmm. okay? Like, mm-hmm. It's not even 3:31, and I pick them up. Where are you?
Yep.
At 3, it's, where are you? Like, calling. I'm like,
and
dude, you should wait at least about...
Yes.
You need to wait at least till 3:35 before you give me a call and say where I am.
And if you're the kind of parent, I've heard these parents exist, that often forgets or is sometimes 30 minutes late without calling. If you're that kind of a parent, it's inconsistent. then the kid has a valid right to be like, just curious if you're going to be here anytime soon. If you 95% of the time are there within those 3 minutes, I'll be there unless you hear otherwise.
Even if I'm there, I still get, where are you? Mm. The same fucking place I always am. Mm. Same fucking place. Are we going to do this? Check your messages too. Right away. Doesn't even check the message calls. Where are you?
What? And when we went to school, I don't know a person that got picked up in our high school by a parent. No one ever had. You never saw. If you saw a parent,
you big loser.
Loser.
Take the L.
Take the L. Your parents are picking you up from
loser.
School. Do you not know how to take the subway? Sorry. And we live in the city, so this is like a normal conversation for us. I understand.
Yeah, if you're out of the city, you're on a bus. Yeah, you take a school bus.
You're on a school bus or whatever. I don't know how you live. But how we live is you do it yourself. So I'm just like, how did all of this change? And then I was like, our parents were at work. And we were all just expected to.
It's that. Yeah. It's a, when I say I can't wait for the independence, it's the minutia of you, me and you having to communicate at a certain time so that I have to think about where and how rather than you just doing, because that one now you're just going to assume is home and you won't have to worry. Oh, I didn't. Are you? Where are you?
It's like it's off my brain.
Yeah. And it's not that it was a problem. It was easy, but it wasn't easier up here being like, Totally. Okay, I have to, is the door open? Is it this? Where, wait, you're not coming. You are coming. Mm-hmm. Can I stay later? Mm-hmm. It's anxiety ridden having that constant conversation. I mean, for you, it started at like 2:45. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, I'm going to go here, going to go there. And it is, even the other one that your husband picks up for me, I still am like, okay, can you do
it? Yeah, because it's not, you can't 100% know it's every single day.
So I want all of them.
Yeah.
My dream as a parent is to not have the load at 3 o'clock every single day.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the one load is going to be lifted next year.
Yeah, and the other one, that other one,
that one can get her own load too. She could easily get paid.
It's just that great. It's just that 8-year-old.
But you see so many big sisters with their little sisters walking them home and taking care of them, taking them away.
My big problem is her after school schedule of dance, which starts at 4 p.m.
That's true.
It's a massive, and I don't hear that lets up. My daughter's in.
And the baby's still cute enough that you can pick her up. It's not like annoying to pick up an 8-year-old.
When we're away and I have to organize, and today she has an appointment and then the other one's still back.
Okay, well, it's just, you know what? If we get the other ones off of our brain and focus on the babies, I think we're fine. Having one to worry about, that's a lot better.
I don't know how you guys feel, but you know, the mental load, we talked about the mental load like a very long time ago, sort of like this, the capacity and the mental load. I mean, I feel like 6 years ago before it was even a conversation. And it's not, you know, it's not, my husband would be more than happy to help. I don't even think if he would help me, both of our husbands would stop and be like, yes, of course, I'll go do that. I've got this. It's just that it's the access to the mom that they are constantly accessing, and I feel overwhelmed, and they can't even access that me that much. But like, it's the non-independence that makes me feel claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I'm doing a bad job because I should not be this involved in your life at this age, and that's what freaks me out.
And you know, it's really hard. And when we say like our husbands would literally drop anything if we asked, or if we sat one night and we said, "Listen, I need help with this, this, and this." The problem is, if they ask us, "How can we help?" We cannot remove what is going on in our brains and send it over. So it's not something physically we need them to do differently. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It's just like they just, you know, there are husbands, okay? But I would say the majority just don't have that natural, like, and you know what? And we've realized this. The kids are not worse off for, like, you not thinking about them all the time.
Let's take a quick break on that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So there is a new study out that shows about the closeness of parents and kids right now. And I have to, it was in the New York Times and I couldn't click on it to read it, right? Like I couldn't open it, but it was basically this idea of the relationships have changed and they're closer than they were when we were kids with our parents, right? This relationship is different. And it was like, they're actually not worse off being this close. But when they become worse off is, it's the fine line between you can be close with them, but are you over parenting them so they're not feeling like they're, are they not having to cope with the thought? If we're doing mm-hmm. the thinking for them, that mm-hmm. means they're not thinking. Mm-hmm. And that's what you don't want. So mm-hmm. you want to be close with them, but you don't want to be carrying something that they should be carrying. Mm-hmm. It's like when my daughter gives me my coat, when she was 2, it was fine. Mm-hmm. But when you're 13, carry mm-hmm. your own fucking coat. Mm-hmm. Like, but so it's sort of the same analogy as when you take what they can carry off of them. Mm-hmm. It's fine once in a while, mm-hmm. but to carry the coat every single day, mm-hmm. they can just bring it without having to think of the consequences of bringing it because they're like, that person will carry it for me because that's just what they do. And I've also come to realize that no one is going to offer to make your life easier. Like very few people in your life are going to, if it's convenient for them, they're not going to be like, you know what? I'm going to take that back. I'm going to carry my own coat now because the habit is you'll carry the coat.
We were having a conversation at the dinner table and I bought this game for them at Christmas. We've never opened it up. And there's 4 categories and it's basically conversation starters of like unique kind of things that you might learn about each other. And it could be like something I actually learned today that you may not know that I learned. So we went through and one of them was what's one of the best lessons that you've ever learned. And I was like, well, there's a lot. And I said, but one that I'll never forget. And I know I say it all the time, but it's exactly that idea is you teach people how to treat you. So if you always hold the coat for her, then she's going to be like, my job's not to hold the coat. So that is now your job. It's not her fault. Her fault. She's not carrying her jacket. She was taught that you carry the jacket.
Yeah.
And it was wondering in a case like that, you know, how like so many children, of course, this is amazing. And this is how a lot of it has to work. But the full-time nannies that are hired to take care of the children and they're not the parent. So they're not always there to like put a line and teach the lesson. It's like, you know, someone was like, who takes out the garbage in your house? Who does laundry? And they're like, well, we don't. Does your mom or your dad do it? No. The nanny does it. And so when that kid grows up, if they're for some reason not able to have a nanny, who's going to take out the garbage? You know, it's like, I wonder in those cases, if these kids are having too much, it'll be curious to see someone who's raised by like with a nanny all the time and not a nanny that has a hard line. Because I know some nannies who are like, Chloe, you're going to learn your lesson, you know? What will it be like for those kids if for some reason they can't afford to have a nanny? On that note, I have an adult in my life who has had the same nanny in his life and he is a grown man to this day.
And he still has her?
Yeah.
That's wild.
She's family, but I still have her. And I know that a big part of that nanny takes care of his kids now, but takes care of him.
You know what? The reason I thought of the coat was because I took Chloe and her friend to a movie. And they both bought coats and it was warm, but mm-hmm. we had to walk, but it was warm and cold. It was mm-hmm. windy. So they both asked me to hold – the coats were the massive coats. Mm-hmm. So like, can you hold my coat? So I'm like holding their coat. I'm trying to pay. And then I go upstairs and I have the snacks. I have the coats and the snacks. Mm-hmm. And I looked at them mm-hmm. free running around. Yeah. I said, And then I thought to myself, it's such a metaphor
uh-huh.
for life.
Yeah.
Because they're not looking at me being like, she could use help because
yeah.
They're young and they're just worried about themselves. So I'm juggling drinks, popcorn, snacks, fucking massive coats.
Yeah.
And trying to get out the tickets. And I'm like this, girls, get over here.
And it's that moment where it goes off. These are nice little girls. They just hadn't thought about it.
No. I'm like, take your coats.
Yeah.
I don't want your coats right now. Yeah. I'm trying to do everything else. And I thought, you know, that is the life lesson for everybody is when we think we're helping someone out, we're helping them out at the hurt of us, because when we go and just are like, I'll do it for you so you can go run and have fun. And I was like, fuck no. Mm. Take your coats. I'm doing this too. And I think that we as moms are, I don't know if we're afraid to ask. I don't know. I mean, I remember my mom would carry my coat all, and I wouldn't even think about her position of holding, why it would be so much for her to hold it all. And I was just like, this is a metaphor for my life right now where I need to be like, I'm not going to feel bad. Take the bus.
Yeah.
You take the bus. Oh. You do this.
Next year is going to be a big year in the Telfer Thompson Belknap Morrow
because
house.
Because I have offered to constantly be there and do that. So the expectation has been way set.
Mm-hmm.
And if I take it away, why are you taking away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you taking away from that one? Why this one? And I'm like this.
And it is really hard because in my house, I feel like with like, let's say things to help out around the house. Like there are ones that if I ask, they'll always just say yes. And then there's ones that will say no. And for the ones that say no, I'm like, I don't have time to explain why you have, can you just do it? The other one will be like, guess I'll do it.
I know.
You know, and it's so bad. And then I have one, it's like, if I got a lot going on, you would think that a kid could come around and look at you and be like, do you need any help right now?
I know.
And I got one that will can sense that I've got a lot going on and will say, like, how can I help? But like, I don't, they're not all like that. And you know, two of them are right around the same age. So if one is offering, the other one should be like, I should offer too. So I'm like, there's work to be done. There's work to be done.
But it's us.
Oh my gosh.
It would
gosh,
be great to say it was them.
It's not us. No.
And then you get tired and you get overwhelmed and you take the least path of resistance,
yep.
which is the same shit that you've been doing over and over and over again, because it's easier that way than having to teach a new path and a new way, because you're like, oh, they've got like, because you put like what you know, equal parenting is such shit in my opinion. And I think that so many parents fall into this where it's like, if I give this one this, I have to give each one that. And I'm so against that, because that's not life. I always say this. I try to teach them this. If your sister has a growth spurt and needs new shoes, do you two need new shoes if they fit?
Yeah.
No.
No.
That person right now needs that because they've grown and they don't have anything that fits. We're not going to make this fair.
I sense that with that example in our households, I feel like our kids, I mean, I feel like my kids and I feel like your kids understand that.
Yeah,
we have taught them that.
Yeah, and my daughter pays for everything on her own to the point where she got locked out of her account and was like, am I out of money? Can you check my account?
Where does she get all of her money?
She saved it from her work. Like all the money that that they've paid, like they've made for them from their work.
Oh, she has that money.
Like she has a percentage of it.
Yeah.
So she and
add her access to spend.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a ton, but it's like $1,800 that she has to make kind of last. Like for her, with her spending habits, that's not a lot. So she can watch it going down.
No, she's good.
She buys
that.
Lunch every day with it. Like I don't give her an allowance.
No, good. Yeah.
And I pay her for babysitting though. And she babysits a lot for me.
And so every time she babysits, you like send money to her.
Yeah, not much. But yeah, I do send her money. I do send her money because, I mean, yeah, I am... I respect that she buys everything on her own and she'll, and as she's learning, she's like, I can't
and you're
go
like,
out.
She like her schedule does not like, and her age does not account for a job right now. So how else is she going to be able to? And if they don't have their own money, they're never going to learn how to budget some money. So she happens to have money that she worked for, or she babysits for. But if you have a kid who just gets money, they'll never be able to learn how to budget for it. And it'll be really scary in the real world.
And she, because she, and now when she's like, I'm going to Starbucks, and Max like, can I come? She's like, I'm not buying your Starbucks.
Yeah,
for you.
No fucking way.
But I've let that go, right? Like I'm like, I'm not buying you guys drinks. Like I, because I, she doesn't have access to my card anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
So it's been great. There are some wins. However, I am feeling the pressure of, because if I'm overwhelmed, mm-hmm. I need to let them know that's not their issue, and it's making me less of a good person
mm-hmm.
because I'm worried about the minutia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason for me to put more on my plate because you can take it.
Well,
so
one of them said to me yesterday, "You've been in a bad mood since this morning. What's wrong? Do you feel okay?" Because, you know, they want mom to just be fine. I said, "I will tell you right now, I've got a lot on my plate." He goes, "What do you have on your plate?"
Oh, shit. Because
they could never imagine. In their little world, they're like, no. All you're doing is you're standing here making dinner. Everybody's fine. Everybody's here. Like, what is on your plate? So I'm like, maybe I need to sit down with that one and just sort of explain a little bit. Not like, poor me, but just so you know, and I know I chose to have four kids and I know I chose this life, but just so you understand what it feels like to be an adult with the things that I have on my mind outside of just putting food on your plate and driving you somewhere.
Yeah. And take a quick break and tell you something honestly.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you have little kids, the cost of them is not, you give them what they need. You give them what you buy too much shit because you think it's going to fix your anxiety or craziness or whatever you may be going through. So you think you need this to make it better. So you buy things, but it's not at the amount that it is when they're older. It's like, our kids, we pay for school. Like, we pay for them to go to school. But I feel like if they weren't in those schools, I think the amounts would still be excessive in terms of what they go and what they do. I don't think it would be much of a difference.
I have one that's not going to be at a paid school, and already I feel like I can already make up that cost with other things that I need to pay for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like this weird thing of, you can't imagine how much kids cost. And everyone's like, you can do it cheaper, you can do it differently. 1,000%. But it's like you get to a place where you're in it and then you just keep going, and you weren't aware at 7 years old when you signed them up for dance that it would be
right.
$11,000 per year plus, yes. plus, because it gets more and more and more.
You never thought about that, but you were the one that's supporting them all the way, so you don't want to crush that dream now.
You weren't aware that when you signed them up for this, then it would be extra, extra. Like, it's like, you can't, no one can tell you that the future has this amount. Like, it grows because they're growing and you're like, whoa. And then there's allowances, and then there's the trips that they want to go on for school or with their friends. And you're like, oh my God.
One grandmother said, I was saying, you know, I thought it was really hard when they were little, and I thought it was really overwhelming when I look back at that time. And you can't, like, at that time, I wouldn't have known what this feels like. But if I were to go and be in that situation now, I'd have so much perspective on how, quote unquote, easy it really was. You know, it wasn't easy for me as the human I was back then. But if I were to go have a baby now, I'd be like, oh my God. And I've heard people that are like older moms, or when they wait longer, they're like, it's not what it was like for you. I watched my friends do it. I've seen it before. It's not like that. You did it at a time when it was crazy and you were young. And then I said, now I just, it's so much more. And then that grandmother said, well, I feel like they're just more expensive. I said, that is one thing. But there's a lot of, not a big issues with teenagers too, on top of the money. The whole thing is harder.
I think also when you're young, when you have younger kids, everyone's like, take a break. You need a break. Mm. Everyone's so much more supportive of like, oh my gosh, how are you doing? They check in on you. And when you have younger kids, it's encouraged. Like, let me take the kids for the weekend. You two need a break. Like, it's like your relationship is like a priority when you have babies, and everyone around you is the grandparents are like, let me help. Yeah. Like, you two need a break. Get your sleep. How? Then you get teenagers and it's sort of like, what's the big deal? And I think
aren't they off on their own just doing it? Aren't they independent just doing it on their own now? That's not the point.
I think if we had a culture where we like surrounded moms at every stage and age, where you were like, it's where you validated that it was hard and that, yeah, you need a break still. Because right now we can't go away for work because it's too much to leave all of these people to for where they have to go and what they have to do. It's too much. Mm-hmm. So it is really hard. It's, I think though, if people were like, oh, together we can help each other out, but it's like you're kind of, the older your kids get, the more alone you get. Like, it's kind of like you begin to like float away from the community that was there when you would have mom groups. Why are there not mom groups for teenagers where you can go and like connect? You don't bring them with you, but you get to go and have conversations and, you know, share how you're feeling. Cause I do feel like that is completely missing. So
I had, and I literally sat, it was a hockey game yesterday, but I don't remember the game. I don't even remember watching my kid, because opening up this dialogue, there was three of us moms and you could just tell that everyone was so hungry to talk that one would say something and they would be like, I have this. And it was like for that whole game, like apparently it was like a crazy game. I don't remember what happened because I was so in it with these women hearing, and everything was like, it was so on high alert. Like it was like, so like
they're all as worried. Everyone's as worried as everyone else. Like everyone's like same, having the same feeling, but you would never know it because everyone just carries on and everyone's kids like, ding. And you're like, my God.
But you know, if you really break up the conversation with a lot of moms and you start
the time
and
for
you
that?
Hope it. No, I know. I mean,
there is no time for that.
And people are like, oh, did you just see your kid? No, I'm having a mom conversation with other teenage moms right now. I did not just see my kids.
I'm about to cry. Can you leave me? I'm having a nervous breakdown at the hockey game. Help me out here.
And people are, and you know, moms, just like they were when they're babies, so often if they're cool people, whatever, they'll be like, you know, one of them was just like, I just, at the end of the day, I have a kid who's like in grade 9 or 8. And my kid isn't a place where they're making him feel good about himself.
They're not, or they are?
They aren't. And I don't really care about anything else, but my kid is made to feel not that good. And I'm hating this icky feeling because gross, like, why is this happening?
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, I know exactly what you mean, what you feel. And you're like, because you still care about your kids and you still feel them to your core, but it's like you don't have as much control over what's happening to them anymore.
And you don't.
And you don't, and you can't. So you're like sitting there and you're like, okay, well, I can't change things. So I'd love to talk about it with other people who are going through this.
And what are you doing to help them through it?
Yeah.
Because you can help them through. Holy shit. You know, I will say though.
And on the common parent note, during that conversation, Lisa DeMore came up again and they were saying how much they love her. And I said, they're like, one of them's like, do you know her? I said, we have had her on our podcast multiple times along with all the same kind of parenting experts that talk about teens. And they're like, what I love is that she makes me understand the teenage brain.
Exactly.
And she makes me, or all of our experts in the common parent, make us take it less personally.
Yes.
Because one of them was like, I know it's not about me and I need to keep reminding myself that.
Exactly. I will say I do in my front right now, it feels lighter. Like my light, like I feel like I'm getting a break, but
you're having a time moment.
I said I passed the baton to my wife because I was like, I feel like I don't think about them when I go to sleep. I'm feeling like it feels like, oh my God, I feel like kind of euphoric because there's like there's a break for a minute. Although one woke up in a mood, and I was like, you are fired from life. Such a mood.
Oh, she was so fabulous yesterday.
Oh, I know. This is where we're at.
That's the crazy
but
thing,
that's
right?
The person she's going to be.
Oh my God.
But
yes.
This morning, I was like, I don't know what's going on right now, but this is, you're being difficult and I'm not sure how to help you right now because you don't want help.
So how about you go to school and we'll talk about it later, because who knows, I might pick you up and it might be fabulous. You know PLUs.
People like you.
Chloe's a PLU. The way how she talks and the things that she thinks about and like the comparison she makes.
She's
a
grown up.
I'm like, dude, like, I would
she's
totally
a,
think
she,
that.
She's a grown up.
Very small thing. She told me that there are stale gummy bears in the basement. She knows I like stale candy. I said, I'm kind of over gummy bears because I got a Costco size of Haribo gummy bears. And I've eaten them so much. It's like if I eat have too much of something, then it's not special anymore. Hours go by. She brings me some stale gummy bears. I give them a go. I like them better because it's a different flavor than my Haribo. And then she goes, don't have too many. And I was like, why? Like, are you worried? I thought she was going to say you're going to feel sick. She goes, because if you have too many, they're not going to be special anymore. And I was like, you fucking heard what I said. And you like planted that. And then you took the gummy bears for me so that I won't eat them. So you can bring them out later and it'll be special.
I know.
Genius.
She's clever. That was yes. clever.
And she understood what I meant when I said.
She's clever. Tricky.
I love that.
She's
well, you know what? So is Olivia clever.
She's different clever. She's witty. Chloe's clever.
She's a lot in Olivia has a lot of a way like her father.
Yep. And it's sarcastic. Like,
even if she jokes, not much of a smile on her face.
Nope. But you like, fucking like a, laugh. You're like, did you?
You're like, did you just fucking say that?
Yep. Yeah, I know. The
and
two
then
of them.
Max is like an outright joker, like a goofy, like jokes on the surface.
All day. With weird noises. All day. Just noise. Out of his mouth. All fuck. And then he'll pull a picture of himself. How'd you let this duster go out like that? Can you believe this duster?
And
what'd you
I've
do?
I always hope for funny. And sometimes I see it with Taylor, but honestly, I think her teenagehood protects her funny from me because I experienced that with my brother. And people would always be like, he's hilarious. And I was like, he literally is like a teenage angsty, like piece of shit. Like, I can't even imagine him being funny. But I do see like natural comedy coming from my baby. And
oh, yeah, yeah. He's got weird voices too.
And my brother's daughter actually has it. And I've seen it. And he's told me about it, and I've watched it, and I'm like, she's very little to have a sense of humor.
Good. You like that.
Oh, I love funny kids. Oh, my gosh.
I know you do. You love funny kids.
I think it's so funny when a kid is funny. Like, it blows me away because I think it's like so many kids are so busy just living their life that they don't have time to think about the funny things or to make a joke to an adult with confidence.
Well, can't wait to see your grade 5 next year.
I know. I hope he doesn't get caught up in being cool. Actually, kind of already is kind of a little bit.
I was like, wait, do we know the same kid? I'm like, he is cool.
Yeah, I know, but it's the when he makes the funny noises and flares his nose and puts on voices is when I'm like, yes.
That's to you, though.
I'm like, King.
Does he do it at home?
I mean, you mean in public?
Yeah.
I mean, his teacher said he's funny, but I don't know. They think he's funny, but I don't know what kind of funny.
Can't wait. Can't wait to watch these little fuckers grow up. Happy Tuesday.
So, yeah, we don't want to talk about kids anymore. Bye.